Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
We are anonymous. All the signs of a looming war on the Korean Peninsula are surfacing. Watching as each country moves strategic pieces into place. But unlike past world wars, although there will be ground troops, the battle is likely to be fierce, brutal, and quick.
Put on Cy War Hop, sing it loud, and the Romeo Foxtrot, shall we dance?
And rumors of wars. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep that music going. Wars and rumors of wars. Louder, and I will be quiet for a moment on the Savage Nation. Louder. Blast them off. Robert, blast them out of their comfort zone. Nation will rise against nation. And kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. Welcome to the Savage Nation. We can do a light show, we can do a heavy show, we can do a moderate show. But when I wake up and I see that Trump's generals want more war, not less war, now you may say, wait a minute now, hold on. They're not starting the war, but the generals want to send 5,000 more troops in the fight. Now, it's true Obama sent 20,000 more. No one noticed that because he, after all, said he was a man of peace. He won a Nobel Prize when he sneezed. So there's a problem over there, and the generals are sending 5,000 more troops. So they say five, it's probably 15. And then we read that a group called Anonymous, the infamous hacktivist group, has just released a chilling new video urging people across the globe to prepare for World War III. They say U.S. and North Korea continue to move strategic pieces into place for battle. The group says in this ominous 6-minute clip posted on YouTube over the weekend, all the signs of a looming war in the Korean Peninsula are surfacing. I don't have a question for you yet, but President Trump tested Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles last week, I believe off the coast of California. Then there was a number of recent warnings from Japanese officials to their own citizens, telling them to make preparations for a possible nuclear attack. I mean, I can say to you, do you think this or do you think that? You don't know what to think. Meanwhile, China's urged its citizens in North Korea, its citizens, Chinese citizens in North Korea, known as the Hermit Kingdom, to come home. Well, the group Anonymous says this is a real war with real global consequences, with three superpowers drawn into the mix. Other nations will be coerced into choosing sides. So what do the chess pieces look like so far? We will talk about this on the Savage Nation today. And I will ask you a few questions. I will also read to you from the Bible. World War III, is it in biblical prophecy? Oh, I know many of you don't believe in that book. You think it's the fantasy of, well, originally in the Old Testament, just a group of old olive growers. You may be right, you may be wrong. Trump weighs sending as many as 5,000 more troops to Afghanistan. You know, we've had 15 years of men fighting and dying in Afghanistan. We've spent trillions of dollars. Thousands of men have died. And now Trump's war machine wants us to ramp up fighting in Afghanistan in order to achieve what the British and Russians failed to do, which is tame the monstrosity known as Afghanistan. Remember what happened to the British in Afghanistan. They were broken in Afghanistan. And remember what happened to the Russians in Afghanistan. It is true the Russians were defeated largely with American help on the other side. We gave them the Stinger missiles to shoot down their helicopters. I support Trump. I'll pass the litmus test again on to you. But the president doesn't seem to be in control of the military-industrial complex. If war is increased in Afghanistan, my opinion, you can call me a defeatist if you want and recommend that I be tried for defeatism. If war is increased in Afghanistan, it will be a disaster for our men and women in uniform because they'll be fighting a losing war. They cannot win it. You're not going to defeat a people living in another millennia, let alone another century. And by the way, if we are to believe that the Russians are supplying weapons to the Taliban, we will be on the other side of what the Russians faced in the 1980s, except for one big difference. We will be the idiots watching our helicopters go down while the Kremlin will be supplying the missiles to shoot them down. This is not a very good time if you're really looking at the news. I know many of you don't want to focus on it. I was in an elevator today on the way to the radio station where I am live in San Francisco at KSFO. Love being here. Haven't been here in 6 months. Need to come here more often. I was in an elevator in my apartment building, and there were two elderly ladies in the apartment elevator going down, and they were talking about going to a department store to return a lipstick and things of that nature. I didn't get angry. This is what the average person thinks about, returning a lipstick to Bloomingdale's, buying a sandwich for lunch, going to the gym, having a drink. I'm not laughing at you. I don't understand how people can do anything else, because what can you do about what's going on? Other than call the Savage Nation at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, and I will ask you a few loaded questions. Do you support or oppose Trump escalating the war in Afghanistan? Do you fear World War III? Have you prepared for that? There are many preppers out there. They didn't go away. What have you done? I mean, when you have an underground bunker, we realize some do, some don't. Now, what the Bible has to say about this is of interest to Bible readers and Bible lovers. Again, the phone number here is 855-400-SAVAGE. But let's go now to prophecy outside of the Bible. And that would be Nostradamus. Any of you who have studied Nostradamus know that whatever he has written, any of his quatrains, can be interpreted many different ways because they're so vague. And they were not written in a linear time sequence. So if you want to tie Nostradamus's predictions to war, let's begin with the etymology of the word Trump. Yeah, the etymology, not the entomology. I realize that many of you confuse entomology with etymology, but they're two different words. The etymology of the word Trump, according to undergroundscience.net, is based on the Middle English Trump and the Old High German Trumpa, both of which were used in the 13th century to refer to either a trumpet or a sound. I'm sorry to disappoint all of us Trump supporters, but anti-Trump protesters will learn something right now with delight, as they learn much from my show, which is that the word Trump was once used to denote fabricate, devise, deceive, or cheat. Century 140 in Nostradamus was written, "The false trumpet concealing madness will cause Byzantium to change its laws. From Egypt there will go forth a man who wants the edict withdrawn, changing money and standards." Well, what does that mean? Who is the false trumpet? If Trump is the false trumpet, then Nostradamus predicts that the future U.S. president, or the current U.S. president, will go mad. And modern-day Byzantium in Eastern Europe means what? I don't know what it means. It means that in the third and fourth line of this quatrain of Nostradamus could mean that Trump attempts to intervene in the refugee situation, which in turn affects the European civilization and the euro. Given that his family is very liberal, given that his family is under the mystery men of the left, given that his close family members are all extreme globalist liberals, I fear that the family will flood this nation with more Syrian refugees than even Hillary Clinton could have gotten away with. Again, going to Nostradamus, century 157. Are you ready for that? "The trumpet shakes with great discord, an agreement broken, lifting the face to heaven. The bloody mouth will swim with blood. The face anointed with milk and honey lies on the ground. What does that mean? What is the land of milk and honey? That's Israel. People say that is the land of milk and honey. The Jews turned it into a land of milk and honey. And just this morning, I woke up and went to my own website, michaelsavage.com, and I saw this shocking headline from the International Business Times. Erdogan of Turkey calls on Muslims from around the world to flood into Jerusalem. I have feared this for over 20 years, that if a psychopath would arise in the Muslim world, they would send millions of Muslims to the border of Israel. And what would happen then? Would Israel kill a million of them? Would Israel kill 100,000 of them? Would Israel nuke the hordes? Or will the hordes overrun Israel and slaughter everyone in that beautiful state, nation? Well, let's ignore Nostradamus for a minute. We know that this president will intervene in Israel. Since Trump once said, we will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem. He's very pro-Israel, very pro-Jewish. His son-in-law has deep ties in Israel. But the problem is it wise to support Israel categorically, unequivocally, and without any regard for the safety of America and the world? Moreover, I fear that Trump will actually impose a two-state solution in the area on top of it all, without thinking through the consequences. These are some of the ideas for the show today. We will also talk about the wild, out-of-control San Francisco Bay Area, the crime wave that is sweeping the area, especially the so-called BART teen mob, still yet not shown by any newspaper to protect their identities because they're underage. Nonsense, they're underage. You commit a crime like this, you have no such protections. I want to see the pictures of that mob. There are more and more flash mobs of so-called youths, teens, you call them whatever you want, out of control in this country. And I want to know why you think these mobs of teens are out of control. Give me the answer. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
What do the chess pieces look like so far? China has reportedly told its citizens living in North Korea to waste no time returning home. The U.S. tested its Minuteman III, a nuclear-capable ICBM of traveling 8,000 miles to North Korean shores this week. The test, launched from California, was successful. The Japanese have told its citizens they will likely only have a 10-minute warning of a pending nuclear strike against them, but to find shelter in the most solid building they can find. Australia is witnessing a rotational deployment of U.S. troops to the north of the country. War. In depth. But still only scratching the surface.
War and rumors of war. Most of us in America live with our heads up our sand. And the fact of the matter is the media is doing it to us on purpose. The government media complex wants to make sure you're as dumb and as anxious as possible. There is no preparation for any such eventuality in this nation. Any civilization that truly thought of itself as something of value would have by now provided underground shelters for most of its civilians in major cities. We have none, zero, no underground shelters in this country. Did you hear what I just said to you? Other major powers have underground shelters for their populations in major cities. The monsters who run this nation of ours, whether it had been Democrat or Republican, it makes no difference. The true powers care nothing about us, zero about us, which is why they flooded our streets with drugs and our shores with illegal immigrants, many of whom are either of no value whatsoever to the society and pure wastrels to suck the welfare and medical systems dry, or worse yet, You can say that the country is in an emergency situation. I mean, you could worry about this, or you can do nothing about it. You can put your head in the sand. You could watch television. You can go to the movies. You could keep your life going the way it is. You could celebrate July 4th, whatever you want to do. But if the Japanese are telling their civilians to get ready, Japanese told the citizens they'll likely only have a 10-minute warning of a pending nuclear strike against them. Why have we not been told to prepare in some way? They've not even told us to get a flashlight or an extra bag of food. No emergency food. No extra water. No flashlights. No guns. No ammunition. Nothing. Just leave it to ABC, CBS, and NBC to tell you what to do. Leave it to Rupert Murdoch. Leave it to Rupert Murdoch to keep rolling in gold and to keep you deceived as to what's really going on. War and rumors of war, said Matthew 24. Matthew 24 says there will be wars and rumors of war, for a nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. Christ makes it very clear that war will play a significant role in the last 7 years prior to his return. Laugh if you will. Be like you're from San Francisco. Be like you're Mark Zuckerberg. Just roll in the gold coins. Just roll in the gold coins and care nothing about the future of your nation. Do we know if there will be a war? There's no doubt that there will be a war. In fact, there's a war right now. In fact, there are several wars right now. In fact, there are wars all over the globe right now. Only it has escalated right now. Why has it escalated right now? Now, on one hand, you could say it's escalated not because Trump is a warmonger, but because he's finally stood up to our enemies. I believe that is true. Somebody had to stand up to the maniac in North Korea. And by raising our military posture, we are fearing that fat lunatic maniac in North Korea is liable to launch a nuke either at Japan or Hawaii or the west coast of the United States. Somebody had to stand up to him. But what about Afghanistan? Why are we sending 5,000 or 25,000 more troops to Afghanistan? Why don't we just pull everyone out of Afghanistan? What are we doing there? Can anyone listening to this program, The Savage Nation, the number one rated radio show on WABC in New York, the number one streaming radio show in the world in talk radio, the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Trump's War, is asking you a question. What the hell are we doing in Afghanistan? Why are we in Afghanistan?
Savage.
We are anonymous. All the signs of a looming war on the Korean Peninsula are surfacing. Watching as each country moves strategic pieces into place. But unlike past world wars, although there will be ground troops, the battle is likely to be fierce, brutal and quick. It will also be globally devastating both on the environmental and economical levels. This isn't in confined.
Right. My friends, you may take this with a grain of salt, as I hope you will. On the other hand, a wise person would prepare for the possibility of war that affects our electrical grid. I mean, you do know what one nuclear strike against some satellites would do, a so-called EMT blast, don't you? We'd be living in a buggy whip age. That would be good for the folks in western Pennsylvania, but most of us don't live in the buggy whip era. Should any preparations be made? I mean, are we talking about reality here, or do you want to put your head in the sand? You want to just watch stupid clowns in the media perform for you, letting you think that their altered reality based upon drugs is reality? You do know that almost everyone in Hollywood is a stoner, that they're stoned all the time, and the people who run them are even more sick than they are, and you want to now focus on those stoners and think that that reality is your reality, the reality of the world? Or do you want to do something that's real? Well, okay, I'm a big shot. I'm just a talk show host. But I have some ideas of what you can do to prepare. Let's say you're not in, let's say there is no war coming. Would it hurt for you to have extra dried food, for example, even in an apartment? Emergency food, canned food, dried food, survival food. How about water? How about a flashlight? How about gold coins? This is not a pitch, but my number one sponsor for these 16 years has been Swiss America. Why don't you buy gold coins as a hedge against... Say, well, what am I going to do with gold coins? I don't know. What are you going to use paper money if something goes wrong? People are preparing, you know. In fact, some of the richest people on earth have shelters and underground cities. You have nothing, though. The 400 mandarins in our government, the 400 mandarins from Dianne Feinstein down, all of those mandarins and all of their aides will be ushered to an underground city somewhere outside of the nation's capital if, God forbid, the worst should happen. There's a whole underground city for them. They took billions of dollars of our hard-earned money and built themselves an underground safety net while leaving us with nothing. You're going to run into the subway? Let's say you live in New York. Where are you going to hide? In the New York subway? I wouldn't go in the subway if there wasn't the war. You risk being thrown on the third rail with the so-called teens who are now acting out and who are now out of control. But why is Trump sending 5,000 more troops to Afghanistan? Bizarre question. I have no idea what the heck we're doing there. I have no idea what we are doing there. 1,000 U.S. troops to Australia. Large fleet of military aircraft to Australia. Wow. It's interesting. All of a sudden, the Aussies are back. There we go again. Crocodile Dundee is back. So we, the citizens, will be the last to know, according to this group Anonymous, the hacktivist group. We will be the last to know. But what are the Chinese doing? What are the Japanese doing? And why is President Trump reaching out to a kind of rogue president like Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines? Why is he reaching out to him? You have to wonder about that. But even Duterte has advised Trump to back away from Kim Jong-un. Did you hear this? Now, the group called Anonymous says this at the end of their video. The video ends with this. Prepare for what comes next, they say. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. I don't know who Anonymous is, but I hope they don't dislike me. Who are they? Who are these people? Does anyone know who Anonymous is and why they're setting out this signal? What about going to Afghanistan? Do you support Trump going into Afghanistan? What do you think? I have some great callers. Don't think I'm groping here. Board is full. I'm at San Francisco's KSFO radio station. I haven't been here in months. I should be here more often. But the fact of the matter is, what world are we actually living in? We're living in an alternate universe where we think everything will be like it has been. Everything will be like it was for our parents. Everything will be just the way it is. Children selling lemonade in the white suburbs, putting your little girls out there with a table and lemonade and skimpy outfits, because there's nothing to worry about. Just let 7-8-year-old girls sit with little skimpy outfits selling lemonade on a corner, because it's Norman Rockwell time. It's Norman Rockwell time. It's Norman Rockwell time. Just get out the, well, anyway. KSFO, Mustafa, line one. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Good afternoon, Dr. Savage. This is the third time I'm calling you. I have a great respect for you, by the way. So, growing up in Afghanistan back in the 80s, I know very well Russians and Afghans, and then I moved to Eastern Europe, and I know very well coming here to America. Unfortunately, I must say that we are the least knowledgeable about Afghanistan, and sending 3,000 or 30,000 is not going to help. We don't...
Wait, I'm sorry. Please repeat that. Who is the least knowledgeable about Afghanistan? I missed that, Mustafa.
Fortunately, we Americans are. Because Russians are...
Well, I know what happened to the Russians, and I know what happened to the British. I'm not knowledgeable about Afghanistan.
No, but the point is, you know what, it's not going to work that we sent $3,000 to fight who? I mean, practically the whole country is now transformed to a fundamentalist hub for other people, for other countries. So we're fighting who there?
I don't know. Why? We're not fighting a small group called the Taliban.
The whole country is now...
Are you saying to the American people today and people around the world as an Afghani, are you saying that the Taliban have fundamentally converted most of the nation to extreme Islam?
Pretty much. Well, with the help of Saudis, primarily, and Pakistanis. Yes, pretty much. The whole country is like that. I mean, you know, only last week,
the pastoral, peace-loving Afghani people live there for centuries, minding their own business, trying to avoid wars, and they practice a form of peaceful Islam until they were poisoned with this Wahhabi sect of Islam, which comes out of Saudi Arabia. That's a fact of reality, is it not, Mustafa?
100%, sir. 100%. And then, you know, these guys are not...
Why are the Saudi Arabians who attacked us on 9/11, who are good friends of every administration that comes along, why are the Saudis poisoning the world with this toxic brand of Islam? What are they trying to achieve?
Well, they're trying to convert the whole world to their version of Islam, and they're trying to conquer the whole world. Just going back to 1,400 years ago, what they did. So they're trying to continue that path, and it's not going to finish until they do that. And then they're buying us with money, with weapons here in America. I mean, John McCain is getting $1 million from them, you know, for his funds. So what do you think, what is he going to do? Hillary Clinton did the same thing. Obama did the same thing. I mean, I hope President Trump is going to change the course, because this is going to change. Otherwise, it's going to bite us in a big way, not in a small way.
So Mustafa, let me ask you, as an Afghani national originally, let us say the whole nation goes over to radical Islam. How would that affect the world?
Well, it's going to be like a hub to, you know, produce more Wahhabis and send them over to Syria, to Iran, to Iraq, to everywhere, and send them over to America and Western world. I mean, I've been to Europe, Western Europe. You see how much they changed. I lived there. I know how it was. But now you go there and see it changed. Why? Because somewhere they produced these people to and sent them there to change the lifestyle there.
Wait. I want the audience to hear you. You're saying Europe is no longer Europe because they have been invaded by what? Radical Muslims? Is that what you're implying?
Sir, I lived in Hungary and Budapest for 5 years, and even Middle Easterners like us, they were free. They were adapting to the culture there. But if you go right now, you see people with headscarves. You see people with traditional outfits. I'm talking about Middle Eastern outfits. Walking on the streets, and they're looking at you, they're giving you looks, that, oh, how come you're like this? How come you're wearing this?
So in other words, the hate coming from the new wave of Muslims is directed not only at Europeans, but also at Muslims who are not strict enough for them, in other words, correct?
Actually, the Muslims that adopt the European lifestyle are the first in line to be hit by them. Because they consider them...
You are an amazing man. You know, look, Mustafa, you and I could talk for hours. You're such an intelligent, articulate man. You know, I don't speak your language. You speak mine so beautifully. How many languages do you speak, Mustafa?
I speak 4 languages.
What are they? Please tell the audience how many languages you speak.
What is that? I speak 4 languages, and I can communicate and understand French, but primarily my language is Farsi, then another language called Pashto, and then I speak Hungarian very well, and then English.
Unbelievable how smart, intelligent people can often be mistaken because of an accent. Well, I thank you for enlightening this audience today. It's not a good story you just told, because you're saying nothing will work in Afghanistan no matter how many troops we send. Isn't that your main point?
Well, because I hope President Trump is going to change his course, and, you know, I hope he will tackle the problem from the root. I hope so.
Well, how would you tackle the problems from the root? How?
Well, let's put it this way. You know, these mosques are infested now, okay? And these warlords are coming, and then the first thing they preach is a war against America, okay? So they need to change that. That's called, you know,
you're talking about the mosques here in America or in Afghanistan?
No, in Afghanistan, actually. We're there, right? We're protecting them, right? So why not, you know, controlling...
What about the mosques in Mustafa, as a Muslim who has tried his best to bring peace to the world. What about the mosques in America that you've gone into? Do they preach hatred or do they preach love and understanding?
To be honest with you, sir, I don't go to mosques. But when I go, if there's any funeral or anything, I go there. And no, they don't. But I'm not saying that they don't do it directly. But indirectly, when they say that our lifestyle is the best, we should follow the lifestyle of, let's say, Arabs or Muhammad, you know.
In other words, Sharia law. They're brainwashing them with Sharia law. I got to go to a hard break. Mustafa, I'm sending you a copy of Trump's War. God bless you. Thank you for being a listener for so many years.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Savage Nation, I don't want to bum you out today. You know what I'm saying? I mean, wars and rumors of wars. It's a pretty heavy topic, and I realize with the drug addicts in the media and the pancake makeup guys who sell you the news and the girls who sell you the news, maybe you don't want to hear any of this. And before I get back to regular programming, I have to tell you about a sponsor of mine. That's right, and it's good stuff. You wake up and say, I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you, you're not alone. I know it's trivial, but bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women until now. And when you look at the new Genucel serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix, you've got a solution. Susan from New Jersey wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones and under my and on my eyelids. It's not only Susan. Millions of people use it, and millions of people love it. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or you get your money back. And during the final week of the Chamonix Mother's Day sale, you're going to get a free month supply with your order and free upgrade to express shipping. All you got to do is call 1-800-SKIN-891. Do it now, 800-SKIN-891. If you order today, Chamonix will include a surprise luxury gift, absolutely free. 800-SKIN-891, 800-SKIN-891. Write it down, 800-SKIN-891. Why are we in Afghanistan? Do you support or oppose Trump escalating the war in Afghanistan? Do you fear World War III? Have you prepared for it? Do you believe this hacktivist group, Anonymous, warning to prepare for World War III is just a group of nutcases, or do you think that they have a rational basis for such a prediction? Heavy questions. It's only talk radio. Don't take me seriously. No, turn on HBO and listen to all the marijuana heads, the drug heads, making a mockery of America, making a mockery of church, making a mockery of family, making a mockery of man, making a mockery of woman, making a mockery of children, and call yourself and a progressive American. Go ahead. Make my day. What are we doing in Afghanistan? What the hell are we doing there? There is no national interest in Afghanistan, in my opinion. If the country wants to go to hell, let it go to hell. If they want to practice a ninth century vision of Islam and live in that ninth century vision, what do I care what they do to each other? I'm sorry for the good people of Afghanistan who have tried so hard to lead a good Muslim life now that they're being overrun by the Wahhabists. Boy, you got to study that one day. The Wahhabi sect of Islam, a toxic brew put out by a preacher in Saudi Arabia in the 1800s. Which you may just say is a radical form of Islam, Sharia law, an imposition upon all. Great movies about Afghanistan were done a few years ago. Remember The Last Survivor or Lost Survivor? Was that the name of it? I don't know the name of it. Great movie. See the boys, the brave boys, the special forces, special ops. They're not fighting children over there. These men are as hard as the soil that they were born from. That is the local people. They're made of rock. They're made of tree branches. It's not going to be easy. What are you going to do, nuke everyone in Afghanistan and turn them into burger flippers? Get them a little paper hat? Tell them to sell camel burgers? Buy car insurance? Save on car insurance? Flip a camel burger? Vote for a Democrat or a Republican? They're not going to do it. This is the Savage Nation. If you hear urgency in my voice, you're hearing correctly.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me.
Suddenly it's 1965. Welcome to the Savage Nation. The fins are back. The shark skin suits are back. No, they're not back. We're living in a... Where are we living? Back to the future? What is this, another Cold War? Is it a hot war? Is it a Cold War about to become a hot war? Is it war and rumors of wars? Actually, as Matthew wrote, it was not war and rumors of wars. He wrote in the Bible, for those of you who are into that, Matthew wrote in the Bible, the Christian Bible, there will be, quote, wars and rumors of wars. For a nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. Now, many of you are preppers who listen to talk radio. I'm aware of that. Many of you are cynics. I'm aware of that. Many of you don't know what to think. I'm aware of that. But there's a militant posturing going on around the world. It's quite worrisome right now. You can blame it all you want on Trump, but frankly, he's a reaction to the crusade that the Islamics are involved in. There is an Islamic crusade going on around the world. Whether you call it Wahhabism, Taliban, ISIS, it's a crusade. It's not a reaction to the West. It is they wanting to convert the Westerners to their seventh century vision of Islam. Many of the progressive women are so dumb, they have no idea the world that they're living in, nor the world they're trying to drag us in. Meanwhile, our life goes on. And we wake up this morning, and this hacktivist group, Anonymous, says, well, get ready for World War III, it's coming. I don't know who Anonymous is. Robert, who is Anonymous? Of course, we knew there wouldn't be Anonymous. Well, what have they done in the past that turned out to be true? Robert, Jim, anyone know? Have they predicted anything that was true? I don't know. I don't know. I guess so. I guess they have. They probably live right here in the San Francisco area. I probably passed a few of them this morning on the way to the radio station. The fact that I just got the greasy Chinese food delivered. And for all I know, they were working in the back of the kitchen. I don't know. Tasted extra good today. I don't know what they put in it. But Trump's generals are the question. Are they doing the right thing after 15 years of fighting and trillions of dollars and thousands of lives in the toilet in Afghanistan? Trump's generals now want us in there in greater numbers? And what are we going to achieve? The British were broken in Afghanistan. Read the history of Britain and Afghanistan. The Russians, you remember what happened to them? The sad pictures of the Russian helicopters going down with those handsome young men paraded by these Stone Age men. Remember those pictures? And what do you think is liable to happen when we go in there in greater numbers? You know, I played Apocalypse Now. I saw reams of helicopters in my head this morning when I woke up. Robert, play that sound, would you please? It's very stirring. Hopefully you did a great job with that movie. It's very exciting in a movie, isn't it?
And the Romeo Foxtrot, shall we dance?
Now, of course, The Flight of the Valkyries by my good friend Wagner. I knew him personally. couple of thousand years ago, I knew someone else, too. I play Sympathy for the Devil, if you'd like. I want to just hear the next piece, because I got to digest the Chinese food in the middle of all of this. See, life goes on. Living well is the best revenge. Wear good clothes, eat good food, said the 98-year-old Chinese man who made the food. Is the sentence anyway. Anyway, here we are. I got great news for me. I just got this minutes ago. Great news, Savage. We are live in Houston on, yeah, we're live, 2 to 5 p.m. on KPRC, the great station in Houston, Texas. I was DB'd there, the delay broadcast 7 to 10, but my ratings are so good around America that they're starting to come back to me. And perhaps it'll be in time to encourage me. Great news in Houston. Thank you, Stu Greenblatt. I don't know if I can mention your name over there at Westwood One. I was, you know, I have a very high sense of intuition, as you may imagine at this point, if you've listened to me for years. I woke up this morning saying, you know, my good friend Congressman Culberson, his district is in Houston, and I'm not live there. I wonder if he ever can hear this show live. Now he can hear me live, 2 to 5 p.m. Central. That's great. Great news. I don't know what's coming tomorrow. So that's added to the hornet's nest of Savage affiliates. But, you know, the show will come to an end. The lights will go out. Klieg lights the studio, so to speak. I put the old leather hat on, put the coat on, hoof it out of here into the garage. And then what? There's the same world that I left behind. It's not this imaginary world of horror. It's not this imaginary world of war. It's not this imaginary war of invasion. No. No, it's the real world of San Francisco, which is filled with love and compassion, where bands of minority youths are attacking white people with impunity and not getting arrested. But that's not really happening. I mean, it is happening to those who get beaten up, but it's not really happening to you because you didn't read it in the newspaper. Over here in the San Francisco area, wherever you turn, there are gangs of minority youths rampaging out of control. And the vermin in the media, the slanderers in the media, the liars in the fake media, always cover it up. Say, well, what can they do about it? How are you going to catch the kids who did it unless you show their pictures on the security tape? Let's start with arresting them. Here in the Bay Area of San Francisco, a teen mob, juveniles, they were called originally. I dropped the word juveniles and juvenile mob. I don't know why the word juvenile was dropped. Well, now they're a teen mob. And there was a man on the train, a white man, with his wife and 18-year-old daughter, when this teen mob came into the train. Listen to this in clip 4 of what's going on in this out-of-control backyard of Nancy Pelosi.
As we were pulling in, they were beating on the train right where we were sitting. And when they walked on the train, there wasn't a care in the world. They didn't hesitate to what they did. They didn't say a word to anybody. They immediately started beating and robbing us.
So now they're suing BART. That's our underground subway. And their lawyer of this family, Rusty Stapper, was beaten by the mob of juveniles in front of his wife and 18-year-old daughter. And his wife, by the way, threw herself on her daughter to protect her from the mob of animals. Animals! So they're suing them, and they're suing BART, not the youths who did it, because no one knows who they are. But their lawyer says, we want the photos released of the juveniles, because once they engage in criminal activity, they're no longer offered the protection of being juveniles. You understand that? There's war in the streets of America right now. There's war everywhere. There's a hatred that's been unleashed. And I know who unleashed it. I lived through the 8 years of the invasion and occupation. The man who just got a $70 million book advance, him and his old lady. The man who makes $400,000 for speeches in front of Wall Street after hoodwinking you stupid progressives into thinking he was actually a progressive because he was a man of color. That's how stupid naive you really are. That's what drugs do to a mind. You can't see reality. I can see reality. We have a crime wave, not only in San Francisco, but around America. Cops shot in the face. Black cop, by the way, shot by another Muslim who muttered something about Allah or Islam, and they're saying it's not a hate crime, not a religious crime, nothing. Black cop went up, shot in the face by a Muslim. But you didn't read about that because you're proud to be a good liberal, a good American. You're worried about big things such as racism, homophobia, and global warming. That's your real, those are your issues, nothing else. And impeaching Trump, sorry. And low-calorie foods. I could go into a food conversation in now. I think I'll talk about water for a minute, and then I'm going to get back to this. Do you support or oppose Trump escalating war in Afghanistan? Do you fear World War III? Have you prepped for it? But I was telling my assistant this morning, a young man on the way into the city, about water. I just got to throw it out there. He said, you ought to tell your audience, they don't know. We're obsessed with hydration in America. Here's what started. I was sitting in my car driving in. I look over there, getting on the Golden Gate Bridge, and there's a woman, middle-aged woman. They're always drinking something. Always something in their hands, like infants. I've never seen a society like this. No one goes anywhere without, like, a sucky cup. Like little infants. A little sucky cup everywhere you go. Coffee, water, hydration, every minute, water, liquid, coffee, calf, down the gullet. What is this obsession? Like infants can't get enough of mama. But then I thought about something I learned. I was reading my journals from the 1970s, a book that I did that maybe one day will see the light of day. And I remember 1974, I was in the islands, and I met a yogi who told me about water and beer. And he was saying to me, you Westerner, well, he was a Westerner, but he was a very advanced practitioner of yoga, known as a yogi. By the way, they had no such pants in those days, those who practiced yoga. They just practiced yoga. They didn't buy special outfits for it. But nevertheless, putting that aside, he said to me, he said, you should not increase your liquid intake to any great extent because your body monitors the amount of liquid in your circulation very, very carefully. In fact, God so carefully designed our bodies that the last few drops of water is an uptake from your colon. In other words, all the waste product goes out, blah, blah, blah. When the food and the water and the drinks reach the colon, the body has a way of actually preserving the last few drops of water and bringing it back into circulation. That's how advanced our evolution is. You know that, how well we are designed, how brilliant the design is of this body? So he said, my point is that if you're drinking lots of beer, you're increasing your blood volume and your liquid volume, and you're making your heart beat more, and you're actually stressing your heart. Never forget what I just said to you. Many of you are overly hydrating yourself. You don't need all of that water. Now let's get back to the big story, which is Afghanistan, North Korea. Maybe I distracted you by going so far afield. I don't know. But I do know this. North Korea is planning its sixth nuclear test. Just came up. Top of the Drudge Report. Despite arrests, Americans continue visiting. Now, what would you visit North Korea for? You want to dine on what, straw and rocks with kimchi? Is that what you're going there for, the North Korean cuisine? Straw, rocks, and kimchi? What do they go there for? I can see maybe going there if you have relatives and you want to bring them a meal. What else would you go to that country for? North Korea not afraid as it plans new nuclear tests as ambassador in UK. Just came out. North Korea's ambassador to the UK has told Sky News his country will go ahead with its sixth nuclear test at the time and place of its leader's choosing. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
smiling in the studio. That would be me, since I'm the only one in here.
When the world seems to shine.
But I see that Robert smiling in Dallas. Jim never smiles, except when it's a dirty joke. I'm joking. Come on, stop. Ryan just laughs. Everyone's happy. I got to get off the war. It's scaring people. I don't want to be an Orson Welles here, you know, where I'm going to set the world afire here with your fear. But don't underestimate Nostra Savage. I didn't say Nostril Savage. I said Nostra Savage. It's a double joke. World War III, I don't know. Me? I've been preparing for World War III since I was born. I don't know about you. I've been surprised we haven't had World War III yet. I'm surprised the world hasn't come to an end yet. Say, what are you, a pessimist or a nut? You want to tell you a little story? I don't know if I have the time. Every time I get warmed up, bingo, another shot. Okay, I got 3 seconds here, about 3 minutes. I was about, no, that's 19, I was about 3 years old. The first nuclear bombs were dropped on Japan. I distinctly remember it. I was a little kid, 45, wasn't it 45 that they dropped them on Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Somewhere around then. Mushroom cloud, picture daily news. Here I am, a three-year-old kid. I run in the streets. 3 years old, I ran up and down the streets screaming, the world is coming to an end. Everyone in the neighborhood thought I was crazy. Now, why would a little kid look at a picture like that and say the world is coming to an end? I've always had this apocalyptic view of humanity. And I've read Velikovsky, Worlds in Collision, and Earth and Upheaval. That really changed my whole view of reality. I don't want to get too far afield, but if you ever read Velikovsky, one of the great minds of all time, he was considered a crackpot originally. And then eventually he was given some of the greatest awards in science by the most skeptical scientists who said he was right. When he started to study the geological record of North America and he discovered the bones of African animals in the hills of Vermont and such, in other words, the displacement by continent of life forms, he said there was a time that these land masses were connected, and then there was a great cataclysmic event, comet, meteor, God knows what, that split the earth up, broke it up into the continents that we know today, and the animals, you know, got trapped in the earth and things like that. And he said it's inevitable that one day again we'll be hit by a comet and we will have worlds in collision or earth and upheaval. Originally he was laughed out of the scientific community, and then eventually he died a very, very revered man. So I was influenced by the atomic age. I was influenced by Velikovsky. I'm influenced by my own abilities to vision. So when I see stories like this from Anonymous saying World War III is coming, and I see this militarism rising around the planet, beginning with radical Islam on the march, with the West rolling over for it, look at France just committed suicide again. Look what the French just did. They had a chance to say no to the invasion. They had a chance to say no to living in the 13th century. They had a chance to say no to burqas. They had a chance to say no more conversions of churches to mosques. They had a chance to restore their great civilization. Instead, they said, kill us, convert us, we don't care, we're suicidal anyway. Same thing just happened in our election. And by a quirk, by a fate, by God's will, Trump won. The question is he doing enough? Why, just yesterday we read that his minions, his liberal minions, took his statements about stopping Muslim immigration from the Trump website. Not a good sign when the Manhattan liberal wing of the Trump camp is running the world.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Days like today, I feel like Zorba the Greek. I feel like a man like me should live for 1,000 years. I know I won't, but I feel I should. What's the point of developing your mind and your body and your heart and your brain and your soul only to decay and die? I can't figure that one out, Robert. Can you? I just can't figure that one out. We work all of our lives to make ourselves better. And at the end, what happens? Dust, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust. It's kind of depressing. On the other hand, if you believe in eternity and reincarnation, it gives you some hope. So when we're talking about this World War III business, or the escalating wars around the world, or the invasion of America by a throwback horde, I mean, what do we do about these things? I'm just a guy in talk radio. I've had some effect on events. I mean, let's be real. I was weighing that this morning, sitting here and saying, you know, I'm tired. I'm not depressed. I'm not exhausted. I'm just tired. Since I joined this Cumulus organization, God bless them, and restarted my career in 2013, do you know that I've had three best-selling books in a row? I don't know if you know this. It's a pretty good track record. What was the first one? Stop the Coming Civil War. I slaved over that one. Scorched Earth, slaved over that one. Trump's War, slaved over that one. National Radio Hall of Fame, slaved over that one. You put me in there. How much more do I need to do? I'm sorry, what did I miss? Government Zero. Government Zero, I forgot. I forgot Teddy and Me, I forgot. I forgot the journals that I've been editing, 20 years of journals. I forgot a book that I've been writing that's 400 pages long about my travels in the Fiji Islands and collecting plants. I'm not boasting. I'm trying to say to you, how much should a person do? And then I read about Churchill's life. Churchill wrote an awful lot. He wrote all the time. In fact, he was hit by a truck once. And they said while he was in the hospital, he dictated a chapter of his book. And I was encouraged by that. Because at the end of the day, what's the point of worrying about it? Just keep doing it. It's like a painter. There are prolific painters. They keep painting. Doesn't mean they're bad painters or cheap painters. They paint. Some of them, you know, just they do it. So I'm not stopping. On the other hand, I'm questioning all the time. And I wake up and I ask myself, what can I do to make this stop? You can't do anything about it. Zero. Then I think, you know, I helped elect Trump. And I'm looking at escalating war in Afghanistan, escalating war in North Korea. Saying, wait a minute, I should take responsibility for that? No, he's not starting these wars. The generals obviously have something to do with it, but are they wrong? Should the generals be constrained by Congress? Should there be a vote on whether we should send more troops to Afghanistan? Should the deadbeat lobbyists in Congress do something like a War Powers Act and vote on a war? Or moving nuclear carriers to North Korea? I mean, you can wait for Congress on that. We had to do something. The guy is a madman, Jung-un. Jung-un. That Jung-un is nuts. That Jung-un over there is a nutty guy. Someone's got to rein him in, and he's got to prove himself. We don't know how this is going to end. What are you going to do if you wake up tomorrow, and God forbid he launched one in Hawaii or Alaska or Japan? What would you do? Nothing. You'll turn on HBO and you'll watch the stoners with fake audiences tell jokes about America, about the church, about mother, about father, about family, about the Pope, about religion. And you'll think that he's a smart man. Or you'll turn on one of the other shows and you'll laugh again against everything that made America great, that made these morons fortunes for them. And you'll sit there laughing like it's funny to mock everything that's worth living for in this country. You'll mock the Christians. You'll mock and make a religious Jew into a mockery. You'll mock the Buddhists who actually practice Buddhism. You'll mock everybody except the Muslim who blows up people in a mosque. Them you don't say a word about. You'll make a joke about the youths or juveniles running amok in San Francisco. Everything is a joke when you're stoned out of your mind. And the guy who runs HBO is crazier than you are. Or the idiots who run the networks are crazier than all of them put together. So there it is. WABC, Line 9, George, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. The issue of excelling in the intellect and the body, and et cetera, that makes you focus on time that's limited. So you pick the quality issues that you want to achieve during your lifetime, and that should be sufficient. Because once the body goes, what you've done remains as your legacy.
No, I agree with you. Ever since I've been a young boy, I have felt that what we leave behind in the form of a written word is only, for a man like me, that's my legacy, is the written word. And that's why I'm obsessed with writing. Do you know that? It's actually a fight against the inevitable.
I've read most of your books.
All right. I'm not selling books right now. I'm talking about destiny and I'm talking about eternity. I'm also talking about what the heck is the point of all of this, by the way. And why the average American doesn't care, of course, is obviously wise in a certain way. What can they do about it? What can the average person sitting in a car listening to this show do about a crazy man in North Korea who wants to escalate and start a war? What can you do about him?
Nothing.
You know, my question is, why doesn't China stop him? I have long said that he is China's junkyard dog, that he doesn't bark unless they want him to bark at the gates of their junkyard. And I believe they have him barking right now because they don't want Trump to impose tariffs on Chinese goods. That's what I still believe is going on, by the way.
Absolutely correct.
I don't believe Kim Jong-un is as crazy as he sounds. And I believe China's doing nothing to constrain him. I think that, they're yanking on his chain and telling him to bark so that the Yankees don't raise tariffs on their goods. I still think that it's a trade war that they're engaging in, using him as a game. They're, you know, that's the game they play. They never do anything directly. Read Lao Tzu, The Art of War. You'll understand that they were at war with us. Maybe we understand that now. Thank you for calling, George. Going back one or two books, I remember calling for, in one of my manifestos for America, the plan for America, one of them was put tariffs on Chinese goods. You remember? Actually, I put tariffs on all foreign goods, which is anathema, I understand, of people who have no business sense. And they just read textbooks on trade. But anyone in the business of exporting a product to China or many other nations understands that there are tariffs on American-made goods. If you're in talk radio or in television and you've never actually been in business, it's easy to read textbooks on trade. But tariffs actually work. It's the opposite of what you would think. There's no such thing as free trade when you have companies, countries that impose tariffs on your goods. Trump said he would put tariffs on Chinese goods. You remember that? I had him on this show last year. He said he would tariff Chinese goods. Well, of course, he said a lot of things. He said there'd be a wall. Then it became a virtual wall. Then it became a fence. Then it became not an iron curtain, but a paper curtain. Then it became a lint wall. Then it's sort of an imaginary wall. Then it's a virtual wall. Then it's an old couple of dresses from Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer linked together at the border. So there's no wall, no tariffs. But lots of military hardware being made. Should have invested in Northrop Grumman. Should have looked up those defense stocks after the election. I didn't do it, though, but I should have. Do you remember what Eisenhower said? Beware the military-industrial complex. Robert, do we happen to have that little snippet ready? If it's easy to get, we're looking. I mean, we've played it so many times for so many years. Eisenhower. Dwight Eisenhower, Supreme Allied Commander, World War II, World War I hero, Supreme Allied Commander, World War II, U.S. President, very middle-of-the-road Republican, a liberal Republican, by the way. But one of the first things he warned America about after World War II, and he was a top general, was about the military-industrial complex, how they would get control of a government and do anything they could to build up the weapon systems for the sake of engorging themselves on the fat of the land. McCain, of course, is a front man for them. Lindsey Graham, in my opinion, both of them are just simply spokesmen for these contractors. And that's why we're in such danger. We don't have it yet. Let's listen to it.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Misplaced power. So 5,000 troops now to Afghanistan, they're saying that means 15 to 20. I see mission creep. I see Vietnam. Should the generals be constrained by Congress? Are they far too powerful now? Or are they doing finally what needs to be done after the years of being held back by Hussein? Okay? Why are we in Afghanistan? John on WFTW in Florida, line two, you're up on the Savage Nation.
All right. I'm retired military. We're in Afghanistan, obviously, because of the Islamic craze, and that will never go away. It's been around for centuries. But having been there, having served, opium. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Don't think our government doesn't have their hands in it. I've guarded those fields. And it doesn't matter who are the good guys or the bad guys. They're always going to be fighting over who's going to control them. And people need to be really thinking about that because it's not going to go away.
What's going on here? I don't know if I'm being heard. John, can you hear a word I'm saying?
I heard a little.
John.
Bit,
you know? All right, let me repeat myself. I've heard this theory before that we're in Afghanistan simply for the poppies. I've studied this whole history of the Silk Road, and I've heard the theory going back to Vietnam that the CIA brought in drugs and coffins. I've seen movies about it. How true is it that we're there only to make sure there's an opium crop that comes out to the West?
Well, I don't think that's the whole reason, but I'm going to tell you that there are people that are making big money, just like the military-industrial complex. And I'm going to tell you, I'm retired, and I sold out, and I'll be living on the beach for the rest of my life.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. So, you're a player.
I'm sorry. Bye.
All right, thank you. No, we're not tracing the call. Oh, he's a player, that's all. And he felt a little tinge of guilt. Why you'd want to live on a beach for the rest of your life, I don't know. To me, that sounds like a curse, not a blessing. I have a beach house I never go to. I can't stand beaches myself. I don't like sand. I don't like sun. I don't like sand fleas. I don't like the whole deal there. But all right, some think the beach is the end of the line, and that's where you're supposed to end up. Maybe they're luckier than I am. I wish I knew that that was the answer. Hey, look, I can't believe this. It's 46 minutes after hour number two of the Savage Nation. I'm not tired from being in the city at the radio station. My energy is up. So I got to take a quick hard break, and I hope you'll be here when I come back. If not, I am going to be so mad at you.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Hey, Mother's Day this weekend. Did you know that? But you still have time to send her Shari's berries. They're huge. They're freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And even though you wait until the last minute, I do have a new exclusive offer for you. If you double the berries for mom for just $5 more, you heard me, $5 more for double the berries. You pick your delivery date. These berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious. I'm going to get your money back for you. I've sent dozens of Shari's berries to friends and family over the years, and they simply rave about them. Everybody loves them. Shari's berries are huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings. The only way to get this amazing berries deal, starting at just $19.99 plus $5 to double the berries, five, did you hear that, is to visit berries.com, click on the mic in the top right, use my code SAVAGE. That's berries.com, code SAVAGE when you click on the mic. This amazing deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is this weekend. Please, please, please. Order now. Berries.com. Mike Wright Savage. War and rumors of war. I was going to do another topic today, which is fake disability stories. Maybe I'll save that for another day. A mom pretended her kid was disabled until the girl rebelled with murder. Can you believe this story? New York Post Andrea Maravito wrote this story. A girl was raised as a disabled girl who wasn't by the mother. And then eventually the girl turned on the mother and killed her. I don't know, every day. And so what they said was she took a 10-year plea for second-degree murder. And somebody wrote and said her whole life she's had to participate in impression management in front of her mom, in front of other people who think she's handicapped, Carr says. What a story. That is just just crazy. But I like the phrase impression management, because in many ways all of us engage in impression management. Has nothing to do with disability. Impression management. I mean, that's basically what life is when you think about it. Putting on a face, putting on makeup, putting on clean clothing, putting on a voice, putting on a hat, putting on a shoe, putting on a jewel, putting on a watch, putting people on. It's impression management, isn't it? That's what it comes down to. Neither here nor there. No bigger point. Phone number is 855-400-7282. Should we be in Afghanistan and why? What are we doing there? Stephen, let's go. Go for it. Gone with the wind. Line 8, Eric on KSFO. What's your topic? Line 8, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, yes, thank you, sir. Your question earlier about during World War III, on a personal level, yes, I do believe that it is coming. The fear I have is that I have a son serving in the Army in Korea right now, and he's going to be redeployed to Afghanistan here next year. In my opinion, he's going from the frying pan into the fire. And as a father of someone in the military, I'm scared, frankly. And I'm really hoping
well,
that
I hear in your voice a love that's hard to not hear. Do you think we belong in Korea, or should we just let the mad one do what he wants?
I think that if the mad one wanted to, he could flatten Seoul with the artillery he has in about an hour and kill not only the population of Seoul, South Korea, but a large number of the military we have over there. I think it's a lost cause, personally. I don't think we belong in Korea, and I don't think we belong in Afghanistan either, frankly.
Hmm. Wow, where do we belong when our own country is no longer ours? Hussein has so invaded America over 8 years. We don't even have an American fortress to retreat to. I grew up thinking America was a safe haven, protected by the blessings of geography. And then we had an enemy through the gates who flooded in the dregs of humanity, who we are told are better than we are. Did you hear what I just said? We're told they are superior to us.
Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
War and rumors of war. Most of us in America live with our heads up our sand. And the fact of the matter is the media is doing it to us on purpose. The government media complex wants to make sure you're as dumb and as anxious as possible. There is no preparation for any such eventuality in this nation. Any civilization that truly thought of itself as something of value would have by now provided underground shelters for most of its civilians in major cities. We have none, zero, no underground shelters in this country. Did you hear what I just said to you? Other major powers have underground shelters for their populations in major cities. The monsters who run this nation of ours, whether it had been Democrat or Republican, it makes no difference. The true powers care nothing about us, zero about us. Which is why they flooded our streets with drugs and our shores with illegal immigrants, many of whom are either of no value whatsoever to the society and pure wastrels to suck the welfare and medical systems dry, or worse yet. You can say that the country is in an emergency situation. I mean, you could worry about this, or you can do nothing about it. You can put your head in the sand, you could watch television, you can go to the movies, you can keep your life going the way it is, you could celebrate July 4th, whatever you want to do. But if the Japanese are telling their civilians to get ready, Japanese told us citizens they will likely only have a 10-minute warning of a pending nuclear strike against them. Why have we not been told to prepare in some way? They've not even told us to get a flashlight or an extra bag of food. No emergency food. No extra water. No flashlights. No guns. No ammunition. Nothing. Just leave it to ABC, CBS, and NBC to tell you what to do. Leave it to Rupert Murdoch. Leave it to Rupert Murdoch to keep rolling in gold and to keep you deceived as to what's really going on. My friends, you may take this with a grain of salt, as I hope you will. On the other hand, a wise person would prepare for the possibility of war that affects our electrical grid. I mean, you do know what one nuclear strike against some satellites would do, a so-called EMT blast, don't you? We'd be living in a buggy whip age. That would be good for the folks in western Pennsylvania, but most of us don't live in the buggy whip era. Should any preparations be made? I mean, are we talking about reality here, or do you want to put your head in the sand? You want to just watch stupid clowns in the media perform for you, letting you think that they're altered reality based upon drugs is reality? You do know that almost everyone in Hollywood is a stoner, that they're stoned all the time, and the people who run them are even more sick than they are, and you want to now focus on those stoners and think that that reality is your reality, the reality of the world? Or do you want to do something that's real? Well, okay, I'm a big shot. I'm just a talk show host. But I have some ideas of what you can do to prepare. Let's say you're not in, let's say there is no war coming. Would it hurt for you to have extra dried food, for example, even in an apartment? Emergency food, canned food, dried food, survival food. How about water? How about a flashlight? How about gold coins? This is not a pitch, but my number one sponsor for these 16 years has been Swiss America. Why don't you buy gold coins as a hedge against? Say, well, what am I going to do with gold coins? I don't know. What are you going to use paper money if something goes wrong? People are preparing, you know. In fact, some of the richest people on earth have shelters and underground cities. You have nothing, though. The 400 mandarins in our government, the 400 mandarins from Dianne Feinstein down, all of those mandarins and all of their aides will be ushered to an underground city somewhere outside of the nation's capital if, God forbid, the worst should happen. There's a whole underground city for them. They took billions of dollars of our hard-earned money and built themselves an underground safety net while leaving us with nothing. You're going to run into the subway? Let's say you live in New York. Where are you going to hide? In the New York subway? I wouldn't go in the subway if there wasn't the war. You risk being thrown on the third rail with the so-called teens who are now acting out and who are now out of control. War and rumors of war, said Matthew 24. Matthew 24 says there will be wars and rumors of war, for a nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. Christ makes it very clear that war will play a significant role in the last 7 years prior to his return. Laugh if you will. Be like you're from San Francisco. Be like you're Mark Zuckerberg. Just roll in the gold coins. Just roll in the gold coins and care nothing about the future of your nation. Do we know if there will be a war? There's no doubt that there will be a war. In fact, there's a war right now. In fact, there are several wars right now. In fact, there are wars all over the globe right now. Only it has escalated right now. Why has it escalated right now? Now, on one hand, you could say it's escalated not because Trump is a warmonger, but because he's finally stood up to our enemies. I believe that is true. Somebody had to stand up to the maniac in North Korea. And by raising our military posture, we are fearing that fat lunatic maniac in North Korea is liable to launch a nuke either at Japan or Hawaii or the west coast of the United States. Somebody had to stand up to him. But what about Afghanistan? Why are we sending 5,000 or 25,000 more troops to Afghanistan? Why don't we just pull everyone out of Afghanistan? What are we doing there? Can anyone listening to this program, The Savage Nation, the number one rated radio show on WABC in New York, the number one streaming radio show in the world in talk radio, the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Trump's War, is asking you a question. What the hell are we doing in Afghanistan? Why are we in Afghanistan? Answer that question. Why is Trump sending 5,000 more troops to Afghanistan? Bizarre question. I have no idea what the heck we're doing there. I have no idea what we are doing there. 1,000 U.S. troops to Australia. Large fleet of military aircraft to Australia. Wow. It's interesting. All of a sudden, the Aussies are back. There we go again. Crocodile Dundee is back. So we, the citizens, will be the last to know, according to this group Anonymous, the hacktivist group. We will be the last to know. But what are the Chinese doing? What are the Japanese doing? And why is President Trump reaching out to a kind of rogue president like Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines? Why is he reaching out to him? You have to wonder about that. But even Duterte has advised Trump to back away from Kim Jong-un. Did you hear this? Now, the group called Anonymous says this at the end of their video. The video ends with this. Prepare for what comes next, they say. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. I don't know who Anonymous is, but I hope they don't dislike me. Who are they? Who are these people? Does anyone know who Anonymous is and why they're setting out this signal. What about going to Afghanistan? Do you support Trump going into Afghanistan? What do you think? I have some great callers. Don't think I'm groping here. Border's full. I'm at San Francisco's KSFO radio station. I haven't been here in months. I should be here more often. But the fact of the matter is, what world are we actually living in? We're living in an alternate universe where we think everything will be like it has been. Everything will be like it was for our parents. Everything will be just the way it is. Children selling lemonade in the white suburbs, putting your little girls out there with a table and lemonade and skimpy outfits, because there's nothing to worry about. Just let 7-8-year-old girls sit with little skimpy outfits selling lemonade on a corner, because it's Norman Rockwell time. But when I wake up and I see that Trump's generals want more war, not less war. Now, you may say, wait a minute now, hold on. They're not starting the war, but the generals want to send 5,000 more troops in the fight. Now, it's true Obama sent 20,000 more. No one noticed that, because he, after all, said he was a man of peace. He won a Nobel Prize when he sneezed. So there's a problem over there, and the generals are sending 5,000 more troops. So they say 5, it's probably 15. And then we read that a group called Anonymous, the infamous hacktivist group, has just released a chilling new video urging people across the globe to prepare for World War III. They say U.S. and North Korea continue to move strategic pieces into place for battle. The group says in this ominous 6-minute clip posted on YouTube over the weekend, all the signs of a looming war in the Korean Peninsula are surfacing. But President Trump tested Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles last week, I believe off the coast of California. Then there was a number of recent warnings from Japanese officials to their own citizens telling them to make preparations for a possible nuclear attack. I mean, I can say to you, do you think this or do you think that? You don't know what to think. Meanwhile, China's urged its citizens in North Korea, its citizens, Chinese citizens in North Korea, known as the Hermit Kingdom, to come home. Well, the group Anonymous says this is a real war with real global consequences, with three superpowers drawn into the mix. Other nations will be coerced into choosing sides. So what do the chess pieces look like so far? Trump weighs sending as many as 5,000 more troops to Afghanistan. You know, we've had 15 years of men fighting and dying in Afghanistan. We've spent trillions of dollars. Thousands of men have died. And now Trump's war machine wants us to ramp up fighting in Afghanistan in order to achieve what the British and Russians failed to do, which is tame the monstrosity known as Afghanistan. Remember what happened to the British in Afghanistan. They were broken in Afghanistan. And remember what happened to the Russians in Afghanistan. It is true the Russians were defeated largely with American help on the other side. We gave them the Stinger missiles to shoot down their helicopters. I support Trump. I'll pass the litmus test again on to you. But the president doesn't seem to be in control of the military-industrial complex. If war is increased in Afghanistan, my opinion, you can call me a defeatist if you want and recommend that I be tried for defeatism. If war is increased in Afghanistan, it will be a disaster for our men and women in uniform, because they'll be fighting a losing war. They cannot win it. You're not going to defeat a people living in another millennia, let alone another century. And by the way, if we are to believe that the Russians are supplying weapons to the Taliban, we will be on the other side of what the Russians faced in the 1980s, except for one big difference. We will be the idiots watching our helicopters go down, while the Kremlin will be supplying the missiles to shoot them down. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Here we go again. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. This is Michael Savage live from San Francisco. Just came out minutes ago. No, we had North Korea. We have Afghanistan. Wait. U.S. military to have drills near Venezuela. Tensions rise as U.S. announces military drills near embattled Venezuela. Zero Hedge. Upcoming multilateral military drill in South America has raised concerns over potential motives on the part of the U.S. The military drill, dubbed Operation America United, will involve the installation of a temporary military base on the triple border shared by the drill's other participating nations, Peru, Brazil, and Colombia. According to the top general of the Brazilian Armed Forces, the U.S. mil will carry out the drill along with the three Latin American nations this November over a period of 10 days. Well, I don't know what this is about. Brazilian government officials are strongly denying rumors that the exercise will lead to the establishment of a multinational military base in the Amazon. The U.S. was invited to participate in Brazil's unelected president, Michel Temer. Blah, 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 da, 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 da. I don't know. This is amazing. What is going on here? So now we're in South America. We're in Asia. We're in the Middle East. And our border is open with Mexico. How do you like that? I would have thought if we were going to reignite the military, we should put some military on the border with Mexico. What would be wrong with that? Yeah. Bring those tanks back from Afghanistan and put them on a border with Mexico. That would go well with the girls and boys in the fake media business, wouldn't it? No. Right to the end, they're going to insist that they're right. Why are we in Afghanistan? Why are we there? KSFO, Cindy, line 3. You have a theory. Why are we in Afghanistan, Cindy?
Well, I think besides the opium, the other commodity that we get from Afghanistan is lithium. They say that it's the Saudi Arabia of lithium, and we're using lithium batteries and all of our electronics, so we need it.
Are you saying that the lithium-rich geology of Afghanistan is the reason we're there? There's no other nation on Earth with a lithium base? I mean, lithium-based soil?
Well, Bolivia's got a lot, but we're trying to establish this relationship with Afghanistan so that, we can, they say that it could contribute a $2 billion economy to Afghanistan if they can get these mines operating, and we're going to be the beneficiary of it.
I think all the manic depressives would certainly like the lithium released from the soil of Afghanistan. We absolutely need to put it into the medication for the manic, the MIs. You know that it's used in certain drugs. You know that, don't you?
Correct.
Yes. I know. Do you really know that lithium is used in old line treatments for manic depression?
Yes, I'm a pharmacist.
Okay. Okay, so which drugs use lithium?
Well, it's just lithium carbonate.
Yeah, well, that's right. They use people who have this mental, let's say, problem, take lithium carbonate, and it tends to stabilize their mood. But do you know that there are foods and drinks that are available over the counter that are rich in lithium? You know Perrier water has lithium that's notable in it? I don't know if you probably know that, right?
Yes, but the thing is, with lithium treatment, you have to keep the levels in a very narrow therapeutic range.
Oh, well, that would explain some of the former State Department heads and their front men and why they had white marks, little white bubbles on the sides of their mouth while they were bombing Serbia. That's one of the side effects of lithium therapy.
Seven.
Savage Nation live from San Francisco. Welcome back to the program. You know how much I love this city. You got to walk around with a bodyguard and galoshes, wear raincoats whenever you sit down. Otherwise, a beautiful place. Love the seagulls. I'm just kidding. I love this city. It's just unfortunate that the madness of liberalism has just so pervaded every aspect of life. It literally sucks the joy out of my every breath. Other than that, it's a beautiful place to be. You know, the show will be over in about a half an hour. Lights go off. Put on the leather hat. Put on the coat. Hit the streets. Thank God I'm alive. Every breath is a precious breath to me. And I try to overlook the problems. I try not to think about the end of the world, about North Korea, about South Korea, about North Carolina, South Carolina, about Argentina. How much can you worry about these things? You just try to just stay out of trouble, I guess. Enjoy what you can. Grab a few laughs and a little pleasure out of life. Don't do too much harm and leave the rest to God, I suppose. It's as homespun as I can get about it. I mean, we're all made of the same flesh and bones, aren't we? But you ask yourself, what are we supposed to do about a madman in North Korea who is threatening his whole region and America, pounding his chest, threatening with nuclear war, threatening to hit the White House? What do you want Trump to do? I can understand moving the fleet into that area. I can understand saying, you're not going to get away with this, fatso. Just watch your step. But you know, the fact is he has a very formidable arsenal of artillery, as a caller said in the last hour, that he could literally annihilate the whole population of Seoul, South Korea with his artillery alone without nukes. The man is a nut. He has all of this Soviet-made heavy artillery. Very, very potent stuff. Okay, so what does he want? Now, you got to understand something. North Korea, socialist dictatorship. People are starving to death. Ruled by madmen. Anyone steps out of line, they become fertilizer. South Korea, democracy. Samsung television, Kia cars. Booming economy. Never in the world has there been a clearer example of the difference between free market capitalism and socialism. But don't tell that. Don't tell that to the folks at HBO who promote revolution every day as though it's something cool. Something like Kool-Aid, something delicious to drink. Don't tell that to the jerks who run Showtime that it's not cool to promote socialism or revolution because they're just liable to be on the wrong side of the bullet. Don't tell that to them. Because they're having too good a time screwing the world over and making a fortune while doing it. But what are we doing in Afghanistan? I mean, we've been talking about that. We had two calls. One said opium, and he said that was an eerie call, by the way. Former military said he fought there and said, I sold out. He said, it's about opium, and he said, I don't want to say anymore, but I'm going to be living on a beach the rest of my life. That was like eerie. That was a movie, right? That was a movie call. Then a woman in pharmacy, pharmacological sciences, called and said it's about lithium. We need it for the batteries. Probably both true. You look at the Silk Road and you look at trade around the world going back to ancient times. It's always been about trade. That's what it comes down to. You know, the old golden rule, he who has the gold makes the rules. I remember I learned that many years ago. I once complained. I had a job, a lowly job somewhere. I wasn't happy. I complained to a rabbi. I thought he would help me. He did in a certain way. I complained about my boss. I said, he did this, he did that, he doesn't give me this, he doesn't give me that. He said, Michael, he said, you know the golden rule, don't you? I said, no, he who has the gold makes the rules. That was the end of that discussion. Another time I was having emotional problems. This was many, many years ago, 40 years ago. And I went and saw a local rabbi who I liked because he wasn't like a rabbi. You say rabbi, I think of a weakling, like a reform, you know. This guy was a former boxer, tough as nails, white hair like Brillo, big hands, great guy all around, just a man, okay? A man who became religious late in life. I told him about my problems, what I thought were my problems. And he looked at me and he said, what? Tell me those problems again. I told him what the problems were. You know what he said? He said, you know, there's a saying that if you take a stick and you put it into dog crap, no matter which way you move that stick, it's still dog crap. Now get out of here. Cured me. No, there are instant cures to being a weakling. I got to tell you that, whether it's mind or body. So we got to put everything in context. Thank God we have a strong president in a way. He's not taking anyone's dog, you know what, anymore. Maybe he's just standing up to all of these people on earth who have gotten used to getting away with what they want to get away with. You could look at it that way. I think the coffee is talking right now and the Chinese food. I'm not sure. I feel good. Who sang that song, I Feel Good? That was a great song. Jim would know. He's the song maven. Every time I say song, I look on the Skype. He's jumping to find it for me. That James Brown, I Feel Good. James Brown, new impersonator.
I feel good.
Yes. Yes.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
I am so whacked out on happiness right now. I don't know what city I'm in. I'm so disoriented from being in the studio. Normally I'm at home in one of my home studios with my dog, you know, picking like leaves out of his fur during breaks, feeding the seagulls old bagels and saying, where did I go wrong in life? Here I am in this beautiful radio station, 8 stations, rock and roll, sports, talk. I feel good. I got to be here 3 days a week. I forgot how good it is to be inside a radio station. I think that's my whole problem. I got to come here more often. I got to go visit the big affiliates around the country, little affiliates, big affiliates. Maybe I just got to go on the road a little bit more. I don't know what city I'm in. I think it's San Francisco. I'll soon enough find out when I step out the door. Let's see what my horoscope says. I know you don't believe in them. There is no point worrying about your financial situation because there's nothing you can do to change it. Okay, I don't have a problem with my finances, so that's not mine. There was a time I worried about it every day. I don't anymore. I'm a dreamer, and I always felt if I followed my own dreams, I'd get where I wanted to go, and it worked out that way. Oh, it took me 40 years. The old Jackie Mason joke. I used to love that one when he said, for 40 years I worked in toilets, and he said, then I had a big hit at the Broadway show, and people call me an overnight success. I so love that one. They forgot the 40 years working in toilets, right? No one knows who Jackie Mason is. No one knows my context. No one knows what I'm talking about. No one knows why I'm mentioning it. They want to talk about war. They want to talk about horror. They want to talk about rocks. They want to talk about troops and cough drops. Okay, guys, what do you want to talk about? I feel good. This is great. The problem is I get off the air in the middle of the afternoon. I used to start my show and I get off now. Years ago, I had a show when I started. I mean, when I ended. But nobody, you see, you got to understand something. The reason the show is earlier on the West Coast and later on the East Coast is because you want to be later on the East Coast in drive time. That's the desirable slot. But I used to like starting in the afternoon and ending early evening because, you know, like this, it was, I said the evening was coming, right? It was a little, and you get ready for the evening's pleasures, whatever they might be or might not be. But it was like more of a natural for me on the West Coast. When I get out at 3 o'clock, you're like coming out of a movie, a matinee in the middle of the day, you go blind. What am I going to do with myself now for the next 12 hours? Hey, it's 3 o'clock. I got 12 hours till I can fall asleep. I'm so hyper. Yeah, maybe I'll fall asleep like 2 a.m, wake up at 5, and hope to God the sun has risen. I mean, the sun also rises, doesn't it? I am really manicky right now. Why? Because I feel good. Because I feel, what am I going to do about all this stuff? You know, I am blessed. I have an outlet for my fears. I have an outlet for my intellect. I have an outlet for my insights. I have an outlet for all of this stuff. And I'm glad. But I'm asking some serious questions like, do you support or oppose Trump's escalating war in Afghanistan? Should Trump's generals be constrained by Congress? It's a crazy question because they're not going to be constrained by. How could World War III start? What would kick it off? Neil Baker in The Sun wrote about, if World War III does kick off, how could it start? Russia and America's involvement in the war in Syria created a situation where the planes are flying dangerously close to each other on bombing runs. It seems the Russians could have something to do with it, but more likely that if it ever did happen, it would be sparked in Syria. North Korea has warned nuclear war could break out at any moment as U.S. warships move into the Korean Peninsula. But experts say it's unlikely that the hermit state would engage with the more powerful U.S. An expert claims that Latvia will be ground zero. Latvia? Why Latvia? I haven't even had a latke in 40 years. What do you mean Latvia? Why Latvia? They say that the Baltic state is next on Russia's hit list. Latvia? He wants the latkes? Or what does he want there? There must be something in Latvia that he wants. Okay, I get it. The sun. Okay, the left-wing sun. It's always Putin the bad guy. Always Putin the bad guy. Who would win the war? They said no one can answer it, but if you're basing it on hardware, it would seem the U.S. is in the best position to win. The U.S. is the only country possessing the fifth-generation fighter jets, 187 F-22s, and an F-35 that is not yet out of the testing phase. Don't get me started on the F-35. Russia is developing one. In terms of submarines, the U.S. Navy has 14 ballistics, combined 280 nuclear missiles. Russia has only 60 subs, and they're said to have outstanding stealth capabilities. They're also developing a 100-megaton nuclear torpedo. Oh, God. A 100-megaton nuclear torpedo? I have to now add that to my worry since I'm 5 years old? Now that's a new one to carry around in my brain stem. Oh, a 100-megaton nuclear torpedo. Man, that could really wipe something out. China has 5 nuclear attack submarines, 53 diesel attack submarines, 4 nuclear ballistic missile submarines. Okay. Not going to worry about it. Don't care. I can't do anything about it. Can't do anything about it. I like that piece today on Does Nostradamus Mention Donald Trump's Name? On the false trumpet. The trumpet shakes with great discord. That's, I don't know whoever wrote this is anti-Trump for sure. Boy, did they, oh, they put that out before the election. The Trumpers and the trumpet, they were trying to like put anyone down who voted for him. Like certain people in radio who are now for him or against him calling us Trumpsters, trumpeteers, trumpets. Now that they don't, a day doesn't go by without them licking his boots. Unbelievable. Century 350. The Republic of the Great City will not want to consent to the great severity. King summoned by trumpet to go out. The ladder at the wall, the city will repent. A schizophrenic. If Nostradamus were alive today, he'd be a homeless bum in the Mission District of San Francisco. He'd have to be picked up by the police and given a dose of Lysol. And some kind of drug. He was like, nah, not. What did he know? Now, he's a pretty smart guy, but he wrote stuff that was so ambiguous, he could have easily worked for CNN. Who knows what he was talking about? Century 1076. The great Senate will ordain the triumph for one who afterwards will be vanquished, driven out. At the sound of the trumpet of his adherents, there will be put up for sale their possessions, enemies expelled. No idea what he was talking about. Nothing. I have no idea. Nostradamus never believed in this stuff. But there's cults around this stuff, like reenactors of Nostradamus. They put on caps with the elf shoes. That garlic they hang from their neck. Crazy people. All right, my friends, the main thing is to keep out of trouble, protect your family. As the ancient Chinese who lived to 99 who built that restaurant chain told his great-granddaughter when she said, Grandpa or great-grandpa, how should I live? He said, eat well, dress well. I think something else he said. Does anyone remember what it was? Eat well, dress well. Something else, I forgot. Well, I ate from the restaurant today here. I'm in the city. I ordered. I said, it's $2 more for more chicken in the curry, because they always cheat me on a takeout. It's all grease, and it's all rice, and it's all nothing. Luckily, I like onions. They're like an onion curry. She's, okay, great. There was an extra piece of chicken in there that must have cost 1 cent. But I like vegetarian food anyway, and the best way to get vegetarian food is eating this restaurant and order something with meat in it. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Overdue, we have breaking news on the Savage Nation. Yes, go to the last drop. Trump has finally fired FBI Director Comey. This guy was so out of his league with his ego. This guy was so out of his league, Comey. I'm glad he's gone. He'll do very well. I mean, he'll go to a big law firm or better yet, go to work for CNN. Who knows what? But it just happened. President Trump just fired FBI Director James Comey. In a statement, Donald Trump says Comey's firing will mark a new beginning for the FBI. The search for a new FBI director will begin immediately. Now, this came a few days after Comey combed his hair and testified on Capitol Hill about the FBI's investigation into Russia's election meddling and possible connections between Russia and Trump's campaign. That is a complete BS lie put out by the Associated Pukes at AP. It has nothing to do with Russia. It has to do with the fact that Comey thought he was the most powerful man in America. And also, by the way, you know who meddled in the last election? It was Comey. Mark that one down. No, Russia didn't meddle in the last election. Comey meddled in the last election. And you can take that one to the bank. I like that one. It was Comey who meddled in the last election. I'll repeat it for the fifth time. He meddled. He released that thing about Hillary. Now, that cost her the election, by the way. So we ought to thank Comey for that. But then he got a little over his head And he started to try to, like, triumph over Trump and to rank Trump, by the way. I think that's what happened, is he rankled Trump with his attempts to manipulate him next. This is what happens when a bureaucrat becomes all too powerful, or too all powerful, whichever way you want to put it. But Comey is out. God knows who's in. God knows who's in. God, I'd like to speculate on that one, but we have no way to know. I doubt very much it'll offer me that position, but I'm joking. 855-407-282 is the phone number. Trump fires Comey. Illegal border crossings down by 70%. Yeah. Okay. Tear down this wall. Border concert to defy Trump. That's a sad one, that we're not building the wall. I really wanted to go there with Trump with a brick and mortar and, like, lay the first brick. That would have been a crowning note in my career, borders, language, culture. Well, in the few minutes that remain on this show, how many are left? I'm losing the clock control here. I don't know what city I'm in. I don't know what time it is. I think it's San Francisco. 40 seconds. Play my song that I asked for. Arrivederci. Arrivederci. Because I'm going to have Italian food tonight. Well, what is this song? Oh, this is a bum version. It's too slow. Come on. Louder. Let me hear it. That's a stiff. Oh, who is it? Dino? Oh, yeah, it's Dino. All right, I like it then. The barber does a good job. I think tonight I'll have a calamari. I love to say calamari because no one says that like they say it the way it should be said. Calamari with the sauce. I don't want to drink tonight. I don't want to do anything tonight. I'm not having calamari. It's like a sea slug lately from China. It's not like the good stuff from Monterey. All right. Hey, look, folks, it's over. Sorry I can't be with you for the rest of your life, but tomorrow is another day. Savage Nation, michaelsavage.com.